Welcome to the deep dive. Our mission today is really about preparing you for week nine, day six of your workbook.
Yeah, and we are looking at a tough law today. You can make excuses or money, but you can't do both. So self-audit time.
Exactly. Which, means today is really about confronting the lies we tell ourselves.
Right. It's not easy.
No, it isn't. And having spent years as a psychology professor studying behavioral mechanisms, I can tell you that hedging your answers on an exercise like this is just, it's a classic self-defense
Oh,
mechanism.
100%.
People naturally soften the truth to protect their ego. But listen, you have to remember that no one else is ever going to see your answers for this audit. If you hold back, you are frankly actively sabotaging all the hard cognitive rewiring you've done this week.
And, we should clarify that ego protection is actually a biological imperative. I mean, the human brain consumes about 20% of your body's calories.
Wow, 20%.
Yeah, it's huge. So the brain is just absolutely obsessed with efficiency. It actively builds these neural superhighways, like habits and excuses, just so it can run on autopilot and save energy.
Right, that makes total sense.
So radical honesty is literally the only way we can force the brain off those comfortable highways.
And because our brains are so good at, hiding these energy-saving excuses from us, we really need a mechanism to bypass our own defenses.
Exactly.
So the first five questions of today's audit ask you to logically comb through your daily notes. You're looking for patterns where you maybe chose comfort over action. But the real pinnacle of this audit, the ultimate bypass, is question six.
Yes, question six is where the magic happens.
Right. It asks you to look at the random answers or dreams or just unexpected thoughts that surfaced after seeding this week's bedtime question.
Yeah.
Okay, putting my professor hat on, I do have to push back a bit here.
Uh-oh, lay it on me.
Well, treating random midnight thoughts as hidden behavioral data, it feels a little bit like reading tea leaves, doesn't it? I mean, how do we know it's not just random static?
It is definitely not static. As a neuroscientist, I look at it as background processing. Every night this week, right before sleep, you've been asking yourself that specific prompt.
Right, the prompt being, what is the one thing I could start doing this week that would improve my long-term economic output, and what is stopping me?
Exactly. And when you ask a focused question like that right before sleep, you are essentially launching a complex rendering task on your computer overnight. The active applications, like your conscious defenses and logic filters, well, they're shut down.
Ah, so the subconscious gets to process those constraints without any interference.
Sissy.
So the random thoughts popping up the next day are actually like the exported files from that rendering process.
That is a perfect way to put it. Which means it's time to test this out a bit.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, let's look at those exported files. So, what unexpected excuse or, gold nugget surfaced for you from that bedtime question this week? Let's hear it.
Fair enough. Well, I have to be honest, I realized I was treating a totally standard excuse as a perfectly valid reason.
Oh, interesting. Give me an example.
Well, I looked at a constraint and told myself, well, the timing just isn't right. And that seemingly logical thought completely prevented me from seeing a problem without an obvious solution as like an exciting challenge. I just let the excuse make the decision for me. What about you?
Oh, I caught myself engaging in what the text bluntly calls mental masturbation.
Wait, really? But where is the line there? I mean, how do you know you were actually doing that rather than just doing like necessary, legitimate planning?
That is the trick, isn't it? I was making lists, I was researching software, building out these complex spreadsheets, and it felt highly productive. But the subconscious insight that bubbled up was the realization that I was secretly just waiting for conditions to get easier.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Yeah, I wasn't really planning. I was yielding to the pressure before the match even started, hiding behind the illusion of work.
Which is such a dangerous trap. And I think that just highlights why this day six audit is so incredibly crucial for catching those blind spots.
Absolutely.
So, for you listening, as you move through today, make sure to maintain your daily practice. When you review your built stack, your three code rewrites, your three distill points, and your two quotes, don't just read them mechanically.
Right, you have to really engage with them.
Yes, visualize how repeating those specific rewrites actually disrupts the old excuse pathways we just talked about. And you have to do it exactly three times today to keep forcing the brain off autopilot.
And keep that background rendering engine running too. Absolutely, do not forget tonight's bedtime question.
Yeah.
You have to keep tasking that subconscious to surface those insights.
Definitely. And the good news here is that tomorrow is day seven. It's going to be a light and easy day that brings us right into the next law and module. You just have to get through the friction of today's honesty first.
Which leaves us with a rather provocative thought to mull over.
Let's hear it.
What if the excuse your brain is protecting most fiercely right now is actually the exact door you need to walk through to find your success?